Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Of your sovereignty
and of your love unmeasured. We thank you, oh graciously, Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around the spectrum, God. Father God, for we know that this Saul that we're standing on is not our permanent destination. But we know that you have lying in reserve a beautiful place that no one has ever seen. But until you crack those clouds, one of these old beautiful historical mornings, we will continually to be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. My prayer petition on tonight, God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay. Allow me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know you in the pardons of their iniquity. I yet ask you, Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom. To those of you that are hurting deep down in the epitome of your very soul, Father God, we ask these, and there are other prepositions that you already know about, but we present these prepositions right now, God. We'll lay them at your feet. These and other prepositions, God, we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. And we will allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to get your cushion to position your posture. Take your shoes off. Hallelujah. And get comfortable. If you desire any beverages or any snacks, then you are welcome to do so. Hallelujah. I want you to also get your notepads out and your pen and your paper and just follow along with me as we are going right now into a live program. Thank you, Jesus. I will be with you tonight, 45 minutes on the clock. And I hope and I pray that God will bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. We just thank God because he so graciously kept us when we couldn't keep ourselves. God has been so good to us until we just cannot tell all the attributes that God has presented unto you and I and those of you that are listening, my spiritual family, kingdom family, my kinship family, the saints of God, and you alike. You know, time just will not permit us to tell. And I think it would take a lifetime actually to tell everything that God has done in your and my life. But for the most part, I hope and pray that you get something out of the service on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. May God bless you, you and you. Here's my prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. I'm reminded of a mother and a daughter. They was expecting the company of a 3-month-old baby boy into their home. And with the delight of the little girl, hallelujah, as presenting her hospitality, she had suggested to her mother that she would like to share some of her dinner, hallelujah, with the baby. And the little girl thought that the baby may enjoy a juicy orange, hallelujah. And then her mother explained to her that the baby could not take part of the orange, but that he could only drink milk. But that maybe when he became older, hallelujah, then he would be able to enjoy an orange. But for now, milk is all that the little baby could subdue. Now, our sermon on tonight, entitled Liquid Diet, No Solid Food. I want to say that again. Liquid diet, no solid food. And we're going to read our first key scripture on tonight. And it reads like this. Solid food belongs to those who are full of age. And I'm going to break that down to the lowest denominator on tonight. We're talking about liquid diet, no solid food. And we know when we first began to live for the Lord, we are new Christians, and we don't know all the ins and outs, and we don't know all the do's and the don'ts. But as we progress and as we go along by reading God's word, then God will present himself unto us as how we are to carry ourselves. Hallelujah. Because we know that when we're new Christians, sometimes we feel like that maybe we can still go to the club. We feel that it's all right to have a little drink, you know, as long as no one is looking, you know, the preacher can't see you. The brothers can't see what you're doing, you know. So, you know, it's all right for you to kind of tip around a little bit with Mr. Jones' wife. It's all, right to tip around with Mr. Jones. But we know that when we come into the knowledge of God, we know those things that we once done. God takes the mindset of those things away from us. And then he began to implement his godly traits inside of you and I. Hallelujah. So we know that the Bible uses a similar concept to describe a believer's need for spiritual food. And we know that some of the new Christians and early believers, hallelujah, can't just sit down at the table and start eating solid food. But we have to drink milk first. That's for the new Christian. We are new beginners in Christ, and so we have to eat light, so to speak, until we're able to have solid food. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And just like I said, the basic truth of scripture are like milk. They help the new Christians to strive and to grow. And we can go into the law, 1 Peter 2:2-3. And in contrast, we found out that solid food belongs to those who are of full age. Hallelujah. We know that believers who have had time to digest and understand, hallelujah, the basis, can move on to investigate other biblical concepts and to begin to teach others these truths as well. We find out that the rewards of spiritual maturity are number one, discernment. Number two, godly wisdom. And the ability to communicate God's truth to others. That scripture reading is found in the law of Hebrew 5:12. All right, we're going to go right now into our second key scripture. And it reads like this. It says, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith. That scripture reading, my brother and my sister, found in the law of Ephesians 4:12-13. And like a loving parent, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, God wants you and I to grow spiritually. He knows that feeding only on spiritual milk is not in our own best interest. He wants you and I to move on so we can enjoy the taste of solid food. Hallelujah. We know that spiritually growth occurs when our faith is cultivated. Hallelujah, Jesus. All right, we're going to go right now to our last key scripture for tonight. And it reads like this. It says, every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruits. That scripture reading is found in the law of John 15:2. Hallelujah. Now when the Apostle Paul, he lifted some of God's gifts to the church in Ephesians 4:11. But he did not intend for these to be understood as high-sounding job titles. He knew that all the parts of the body are necessary for the body to be able to function properly. No one part is better than the other. And what was of primary importance was the purpose of these gifts. They were for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come, hallelujah, to hallelujah, Jesus, the unity of faith. And we know that the stature of the fullness of Christ, and it matters little what title we hold. But what is of importance is that we strengthen the faith of God's people. When we gauge our effectiveness by the standard that the Bible gives us, it will not matter when we are moved to another role or no longer hold a specific title. Out of love for God, we serve to build up fellow believers. And we let God give his commendations in heaven as he sees fit to do so. And our prayer should be, Lord, please use me as your instrument to touch other lives, God, to help me not to be concerned about what title I hold, but instead, that my life might show others your grace. And Christian believers on tonight, we know that God's gifts to you and I are not for us, but it is for others. Hallelujah, Jesus, to teach others your statue. God gives each and every one of us talents. We all have various talents. But it's not for our use, but it's for us to share with others. Hallelujah. We know that in every vineyard, a wine dresser prunes the branches so they will produce more fruit. And in a spiritual sense, our Heavenly Father must deal with us in a similar way at times. By pruning our lives, it isn't only the dead branches that have to go, but sometimes even the living and vital ones must be cut back so that better and more bountiful fruit might grow as well. Many different circumstances might serve as a pruning knife. In the hands of the master, we know that the vine dresser, it might be the rejecting gesture or an unkind word or no words at all. It could also be the frustration of living in a constant state of noise and confusion with daily duties and no chance to find a quiet place to call your own. Or it might be waiting for God to intervene when everything seems hopeless and we have no friends to help us. But we know that the pruning knife is guided by a loving set of hands, and those hands are the master. He's the vine dresser. He knows what we can take, and he knows what we can become. We can become more loving, more joyful, more tranquil, more tolerant, more kind, more dependable, more gentle, more paused, more stronger, hallelujah, and better than we are today. We must not shrink from the knife, but trust the hands that holds it. We know that our Heavenly Father in heaven has a purpose to produce a good fruit in us. Hallelujah. We know that fruit bearing plus pruning equals more fruit. Hallelujah. If we are to be effective in our journey, in our journey effort, and our position as ministering the Word of God, then we have to be equipped to go out and to minister, to go out and witness on the street corners, to go out in the highway and to byway and to compel men and women and to introduce them to Christ, to let them know that there is a better way. And they too can begin a life of new and experiencing the liquid diet until they are well able to start eating solid foods. Hallelujah. Now we know in the law of Luke 2:52, it lets us glimpse the glory and the humanity of Christ Jesus, even as a young boy. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. We find out as Jesus matured, he grew in wisdom and understanding of the nature of heavenly things and of his specific mission and purpose. And you and I, that God has chosen for an assignment. God has chosen you and you on a specific mission. And God has a specific purpose for you and I. And Luke shows him, hallelujah, confounding the minds of the teachers as he sat in the temple listening to them and asking questions. These learned men were astonished at his understanding of the scriptures. But as wise and matured as Jesus was, and though he was beginning to comprehend who he was and the scope of his mission, he humbled himself when his parents scolded him for causing them to worry because he had been missing for several days. He submitted himself to their authority. We find out that Christian maturity results in greater wisdom. But that is not cause for pride or arrogance. On the contrary, as we increase in wisdom, we realize that our strength lies not in our ability, but rather in the ability of Jesus Christ, who lives within you and I. And as we study the Bible, we find that meekness and humility, as well as wisdom, are attributes of Christian maturity. And as Jesus increased our wisdom and our understanding of him, our statures in life may be elevated. People may look up to us, hallelujah, and rely on our wisdom. We may grow in favor with God and man. But as Christian men and women, our strength and our growth should be exemplified by meekness, humbleness, kindness, and forgiveness toward others. That is the true sign of wisdom. I want to encourage your heart on tonight. You that are out there in my live podcast audience on tonight, you can begin again from digesting liquid foods to moving on to solid food. God is our chef, and he gives us our daily menu, intake source of vitamins to carry us on, to strengthen us. Hallelujah, to give us spiritual strength in order to be able to carry out his assignment. So I want you to know tonight that you can move from liquid diet on to solid food. And our sermon on tonight has been liquid diet, no solid food. I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you'd want the old Triple Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station on tonight has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program on tonight has been the old Triple Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to, or receive your Janet's Word. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will change the dynamic of our program on tonight, bringing you Songs of Zion as encouragement. Listen up if you will. Till we meet again, you be blessed. Till we meet across these skyways and highways. Bye for now.
With me. Starting over again. Jesus' sake.
I'm ready.
Not for Jesus' sake.